City Park is the endpoint of the popular 4th of July parade. After the throngs have partied and played most of the day, the area is left littered with garbage, plastic water bottles, and beer cans. Jenny Dearson, Park City's special events manager, says she was at City Park the day after the holiday and was helping the cleanup crew with the massive amount of trash and recycling.
When we're down there the next morning of after a big day and a big party, there is a lot of trash and a lot of garbage, and we can continue to improve it, and we can all be aware of the garbage that we are personally creating.
For the first time, Park City Transit used a proactive plan to mitigate traffic and crowd impacts. It included closing streets, increasing bus service, and charging $20 to park at China Bridge. It still left bottlenecks and chaos trying to exit the Old Town area, even for those on bicycles. Park City Transportation Manager Alfred Knott says they'll be looking for feedback from the community.
We talked about using 4th of July as kind of our first little litmus test also about how effective these measures would be. And then building off those and not going kind of full bore and shaking up the community all at once. So I think these incremental steps will help us get to a good traffic management plan. This is the first time we really put together a formal traffic management plan and transportation access plan that we'll be doing for every event. I mean, we do put these plans together, but we don't have a formal event. Everything's a lot of institutional knowledge, and we want to be very consistent with them so that the community knows how to adapt to them and to react.
There were reports that buses on Tuesday morning were crammed with people, sometimes unable to pick up waiting passengers. Knott's says the numbers on ridership are not in yet.
It takes us a little while to download that. We do have automated counters on all of our buses and on our new buses, too, so we are gathering that information. We're gathering some of our BlinkC information, too, which are Bluetooth sensors, and then also some of the automatic traffic recorders also from UDOT as well. So.
Parking lots at the Fresh Market and Rite Aid were full on the morning of the 4th, but Knott says the city can't provide enforcement on private property.
We want to make sure that we're partners within the community and again, not adversely affecting those private businesses. We do recognize that there is that spillover effect.
Silly Sunday Market hired a local taxi company to provide direct shuttle service on July 2nd from the high school to Main Street. They're planning the same on September 3rd, which is the busy Miner's Day weekend. Details about upcoming events can be found on visitparkcity.com. Dearson wants event feedback from the public, activity providers, and employees. Send emails to specialevents@parkcity.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.